Yeah, very pleased today. We came against an Oldham team. You could see they had a bit of confidence about them after the result last week and the 2,500 fans out here. But I was very pleased with the way we played today. The first half in particular, I thought we had some really quality moments. And but it's just great to get that second goal, you know, and it's so important for us. And just give us that bit of breathing space. I thought they were always going to have a spell, Oldham, and when they did, we you know, withstood it well. There's just that one save Marks had to make where he's come out terrifically well. But all in all, you know, since the 2 weeks ago of that, you know, very disappointing display, the response has been good.
I guess the only, negative about it is that we didn't perhaps get the battering that it seems like it might have been with the chances you had in the first half. That you didn't put away.
But listen, we'll take small steps. One of our strikers has got two goals, that's really important for us. You know, and was probably putting his best performance of the season. It looked really dangerous in that role, and so very pleased. And you know, we can get on the coach on Monday down to London in good spirits.
I guess it's massive for Zach as well, isn't it? His first goal really since April, and certainly that free kick was absolute beauty.
Yeah, I said in the, during the week that he's looked a lot better in training. You know, we do obviously the physical stats in training, and he's getting stronger and stronger each week. And I was really pleased with that goal. You know, that's why he's got a special player, because he can produce moments like that, and you know, defining moments in games. And we've been lacking that, as we've said for a while. And but you need your key players to produce, and Zach's done that today.
We've just been discussing who potentially could have been a man of the match today. You could have picked a lot, but Josh Vellutamy stood out for his energy in midfield as well. And another great example as well of midfield play from Tom Thorpe. I thought it was excellent too.
Yeah, I mean, I got a phone call at 10 o'clock from the physio today that said Tom was struggling with a chest infection, which he's had for a while, which a few of the lads have had, and he kind of was ill last night. Up a lot of the night, but he came in, the doctors gave him some medication, he played, and but I thought first half he was very good. He reads the game so well, makes a lot of interceptions, and you know, just picks up positions, and he's there before you know the ball gets there. And him and Spiro gave us a good feeling of control in that central midfield today.
It's been a decent day for you today. Bury have lost today, Bradford have lost today, so it turfs you off the league a little bit with that one as well.
Yeah, well, you know, I said the lads before the game, you know, we want to carry on from last week. We want to get on that coach when that Sky TV's going round on the coach for 4 hours. We want to make sure that we're still in that top six, and we've achieved that. Are we too concerned about other teams at this stage? Probably not. You know, it's about ourselves playing with a structure, with and without the ball. And we've got back in the last two, three games, because include the Blackpool one, to how we played early in the season.
I think crucially you've got that roll back on as well, haven't you? After a few disappointing results, now you've got the momentum going forward again, which must be pleasing.
Yeah, exactly what I said 2 weeks ago, that I felt we'd become a team who'd start the season where we're playing with a structure and a way of playing. And since we kind of added to the squad and changed things around, we've kind of gone away from that a bit and thought we could just rely on the quality to win us games. Now we've gone back to that everyone doing the job for the team all the way through the game, not for 45 or 60 minutes, right to the end. And we've got our rewards with 6 points.
And Phil, yet again, we'll see this week, a really busy week. You know, again, you'll see the demands of this division, won't you? You know, busy week, Saturday, Tuesday, then preparing for the next one at Bury.
Yeah, but it's no different to the Championship. You know, that's the same. So, you know, as a staff, we're used to it. As the players are used to it. We had a really good week in training this week, preparing ourselves for this week. And you know, in terms of workload, we go down to Millwall on Tuesday and we don't play again till the Monday. Yep. So, you know, that in itself is good. It gives us that little bit extra time to prepare. But listen, we can go down to Millwall, really look forward to that game. And they've had a good win today away at Northampton. And but, you know, we'll go there full of confidence.
Yeah, you must do it, because two back-to-back wins, two clean sheets as well. I know that, you know, you might not have liked a few more goals, but we mustn't forget, you know, keeping clean sheets is, you know, is a very good habit to get in, isn't it?
Well, we spoke to the lads last week about, you know, everybody stuck to the game plan, kept doing the job, and we got that bit of luck. You know, we didn't get frustrated when we didn't score. We kept doing the right things all across the pitch, and we did that today, and we got two goals. You know, maybe could have been more, but, you know, it was just a good, solid, hard-working display, and that's what we've got to have our base to build back from. And along the way, hopefully our key players will produce moments like Zach did today.